Good morning. So first off, can you take a deep breath with me? Really deep. One more. Let the tension that you're holding on to, because we're all doing it, let it just flow out. I want us to be in the right state of mind, if you will, for what God wants to teach us about peace. Now, I'd like to start with a confession. Up until I wrote this sermon, I didn't really know what Advent meant. I knew it was connected with the Christmas season in a spiritual way, but that was pretty much it. And I felt like I was out of place trying to speak during this season, out of a place of relative ignorance, so I decided to learn. Christianity.com defines the season of Advent as, Advent is the season of reflective preparation for the nativity of Christ at Christmas and the expected return of Christ in the second coming. It goes on to explain that the probable origins for what we know as Advent are within the 4th and 5th centuries as preparation for the baptism of new Christians during the January feast of Epiphany. And that it wasn't until the Middle Ages that Advent became explicitly linked with Christmas. However, I believe that the Catholic Church summarizes Advent in the most elegant way. When the Church celebrates the liturgy of Advent each year, she makes present this ancient expectancy of the Messiah. For by sharing in the long preparation for the Savior's first coming, the faithful few, their ardent desire for his second coming. By celebrating the precursor's birth and martyrdom, the church unites herself to his desire. He must increase, but I must decrease. This is from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the second edition, line 524, for those who want to look it up. When I was asked if I wanted to preach during Advent, I said, "Do I want to? No. But God wants me to, so I will. And I would only feel comfortable preaching on peace. This is because I consider peace to be the one fruit of the Spirit that I have deep down at my core. It is the one aspect of God, the one gift, if you will, that I hold on to, and the one that I can fall back on when life gets rough and hell decides to attack. Peace as a trait from God is perhaps the best way for me to define my spiritual self. To put it most simply, I, as a child of God, know his peace. You might ask, what does his peace feel like? Well, let me paint a few pictures for you. It feels like dialing into a radio frequency on an old analog radio and getting it just right. The static, like feelings of haste and anxiety, fades away, and all that is left is his presence with the perfect music. Not too fast, not too slow. It feels like walking beside the still waters of Psalm 23. But instead of sitting on the shore, you dive down into the water and find a pocket of air at the bottom of the riverbed from which to rest and worship. Sitting there, at the bottom of the river, the outside noises are all muffled, and all that can be heard and felt is Jesus and the water around you. It feels like approaching the Lord's house to worship, and instead of entering the main hall, Jesus leads you down a side passage that leads further in. You come upon a small library with two comfy chairs, plenty of candles illuminating the space, and books from floor to ceiling. The echoes of the worship from the main hall can still be heard through the stone walls, but it becomes the background to the most intimate conversations between just the two of you, just you and Jesus. It feels like driving to the hospital, knowing that my wife will have a C-section to deliver our first child in what was very much not the plan that we had in mind. Furthermore, the possibility of something bad happening was low but very real in that moment. I felt unsettled until the Lord spoke very clearly. I had this planned out. I am in control here. I need you to be the strength that others can lean on. You have my peace. Tap into it. So I sat there in the waiting room, in the next waiting room. Then I sat there outside the operating room. This was at the beginning of COVID restrictions, so I wasn't initially allowed in, with an overwhelming sense of just joy and readiness that I should not have felt in that moment. I knew in my spirit that things were not going to be just fine, but good, and that I was going to be able to handle whatever came up. Now, you might also ask, how do I tap into the Lord's peace? Well, for this, the one piece of scripture that I'm going to talk about, please turn to Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Just these two verses. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. I'm preaching out of the NLT, but all versions should work. Y'all ready? Starting with verse 6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now, I want to go back and I want to break this verse down almost to the words, word by word. Because in these four lines is quite literally an instruction manual on how to access his peace. How to do it, what to do, what exactly to do to go about it, how it's supposed to feel, and what it's supposed to do for you. The very first line, the first four words, don't worry about anything. That is a command. Because it's not easy. It's not just some, you can't just, it's not advice that you can just take in like, oh yeah, I'm going to drink more water. It's almost impossible to not worry. But it can be a choice that you make to take something that you did worry about and say that I am not going to worry about. And then it goes on to say, instead, pray about everything. So instead of worrying about that, choose to not worry and choose to pray. It is incredibly difficult, but it is straightforward. Then the next line instructs you how to pray. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Go into his courts and simply tell him what you need. Say that, Lord, I worry about this situation at work. I don't understand what's going on, and I'm scared that I can't control this, and it is out of my hands. It is above my pay grade, but it worries me. So I'm going to choose to not worry, and I'm going to choose to put it on your altar. Thank you for guiding me through this situation at work, and thank you for getting me as far as you have. Thank you for taking care of me in the future, like I know that you will. Just like that. Tell God what you need. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. And then thank him for what he has done. Because that will give you an extra measure of the faith that your flesh is not going to want to remember or hold on to. But it will remind yourself what he has brought you through. Then verse 7 describes how that peace is going to feel. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. If you have a feeling of peace that is not your own, that should not be there, that doesn't feel quote-unquote natural, that's the Lord's peace. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. That is what his peace will do. I don't exactly have much to speak today. Just that verse, that was what came to mind. That was what the Lord led me to. But to conclude things, if you will, I would like to basically do an altar call. I've never done one of these before, so please bear with me. But I would like to ask anybody who would like to receive the gift of peace to come up for prayer. The Lord very clearly said to me to pray for whoever asks for his peace. If the eldership could come up and help me with this. Would anybody like his peace?